I want you to go ahead and start working on your short story assignment. If you've been following along, you should have completed Chapter 8 on the hero's journey and brainstormed possible themes for your antagonist to explore. From the looks on most of your faces, I'm going to assume you haven't gotten that far, which is fine. Use this time to read the chapter, do your brainstorming, or both. I'll be coming around to check in with each of you, and I need to see some progress by the end of class. You okay? Seem a bit jumpy today. It's all right, love. Let me take a look at where you are with your theming so far. I'm glad to see you went with her as your protagonist. I know you were hesitant to insert yourself more into your work, but I think you'll find she has a lot more to say than you realize. Roland, I'm coming over to you next, and I assume the fact that you're talking this much means you're already working on your first draft? Thank you. My off period starts right after this class, and I expect to see you there. Ready to continue our lessons. All right, Roland. Why don't you come up to my desk and we can see what you have down so far? Don't argue. Just stand up and bring your things with you. And don't forget to email me your rough drafts by Friday if you want help before your graded first drafts are due. I'm looking at you, Roland. Please don't forget, as this overall assignment is a large portion of your grade. And I expect only a handful of you are listening. So why am I even? Hey! Let me run and check on one thing in the head office, and I will be right back. You can just settle in at my desk. Pretty girl.
Oh, I'm sorry, hun. I was looking for your teacher. I really have to get going to my afternoon meeting. Can you let her know that I stopped by? I appreciate it.
I am so sorry. It took me longer to go through my mailbox than I was expecting, and then Coach Robbins had some questions about a few of the football players' grades, and... Are you all right? Are you feeling sick or something? You look pale, baby. Principal Evans was here. Right before he came in. Shit. Okay, no, it's all right. We're okay. I'm sure she just wanted to speak with me about the structure change for the midterms. Nothing to worry about. Sweetheart, it's fine. I promise you, nobody knows anything about any of this. I wouldn't put you into harm's way like that. Is the element of will we or won't we get caught extremely arousing? Of course. But I'm not going to do anything that hurts you. You're mine to protect, and I take that very seriously. Oh, are you blushing? Wait, don't hide that
face from me, pretty girl. Let me see those gorgeous eyes. There we go. Now, do you trust me? Good. And I trust you as well. I'll tell you what. I think I have somewhere we can go if you still feel too jumpy to stay here in my room. You up for a little unsanctioned field trip? Right in here, love. Students can't actually be back in this part of the library without a teacher or tutor to accompany them. I often have the last hour or so of campus being open with this back research office reserved. Here, set your bag down and sit on the other side of the table. All right. Let's see. I think we were on this scene in Midsummer Night's Dream. Act 2, Scene 1, as Titania, the Queen of the Fairies, tells the fairies she has sworn to never again bed with her husband, Oberon. Now, I want you to read this part to yourself. And when we get to the end of this lesson, I expect you to be able to give me at least a summary of the scene. Do you understand what is expected of you, baby girl? No. No nodding. I need to hear you, sweetheart. We haven't reached the quiet portion of the lesson just yet. You are always holding yourself back. I've watched you all year in my class, keeping yourself small so you don't step on any toes or let the other students know just how smart you truly are. But not with me. When you're with me, you give me all of you. I want you to give me every last bit of you. Do you understand me? No, don't nod. Use that beautiful voice of yours. Good girl. I'm just going to sit right beside you. There is one librarian who works this entire back section of the library. I'm here most nights while I'm working on a personal project. I've clocked her over the past month, and once we see her pass, we will have exactly 8 minutes to get you where you need to be. I think this is my favorite skirt you've ever worn. Not so short it draws too much attention, but just short enough that I can't take my eyes off of you. Because I know something they don't. They don't know just how wet you get from me. Eyes on your book, baby doll. You still owe me that summary when we finish. That's it, baby. You just focus on your reading while I rub this swollen clit of yours. Now you know how to behave in the library. You can't be making noise like that, no matter how good it feels. I'd hate to have to punish you for not maintaining the standards I hold for you. Don't you want to make me proud? Of course you do. Because you're my very good girl. My little teacher's pet. Isn't that right? And just as sweet as I remember. I've replayed images of you on top of my desk. Your perfect pussy in my mouth and coming all over my fingers. Over and over ever since we were together. Catching glimpses of you in the hallways during the day. And then ending my day with you. Eyes back on that book, naughty girl. Titania deserves your full focus. If you think you can manage it. Now, I'm going to get under this table to taste you properly. All you have to do is keep reading, and don't do anything to draw the sweet librarian over here to check on us. It's all right, baby. I know my star pupil can handle a little venture and acting the part. I spent all this time craving you without letting anyone catch on. I think you can handle a little orgasm without making any noise. Scoot yourself forward just a little bit on the seat. There we go. Giving me a great view of your perfect pussy. And look who's completely soaked through her cute little panties for me. Spread your legs just a little bit more for me, baby. Gently let my tongue glide up and down your slit. As I run my hands up your thighs like this. Your skin is so unbelievably soft, especially right here on your inner thigh. The way it tickles if I brush it too softly with my lips. But if I let my teeth graze across the skin. You can't help but melt and moan for me. How about I wrap my tongue around your clit like this? And then take it all the way into my mouth. Mm. Like this? God. I love the way you feel wrapped around me. He took that first finger so well. Let's see if you can keep quiet with a second finger. It's all right, pretty girl. Just a little bit of pressure. But I promise it's not going to hurt you. Be gentle with my girl. Just like that, sweetheart. Grip my fingers as I push against your wall. I'm gonna keep fingering your tight little pussy, but I need you in my mouth again. You might want to hold on to something, baby. And don't forget to keep reading.
Are you doing all right in here, dear? I thought I heard something, so I just wanted to check in. Well, I'll be right out here reshelving some returns. If you need anything, just pop your head out and let me know.
You did so fucking good for me. You've made me so wet it's trickling down my thighs. Dirty girl. Let's see how quiet you can be as you come for me. If you can handle this assignment, I'll let you clean up this mess you've made between my thighs. That's it, baby girl. Let go and come for me. Grip the table and come into my mouth. All over my fingers. This is my pussy, and I want you to come now. On my lips. Now, I believe you owe me an oral report of your own. And if you do well, I'll let you test me next. We can head back to my room. And I'll be the one sprawled out and vulnerable.